Namaste. My name is Rui Simmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak what we should do if we can't accept our situation. In this fast-changing world, it happens a lot to us that we cannot accept the changing situations. Okay. I give you an example how to do it. When 2003 was a huge tsunami, 250,000 people died, I was one of the survived victims. So, and I was consulting the Indian families who had a loss, and they were a blemish, God, karma, their bad circumstances, everything. And I said, very simple, be happy that you are alive. Thank God that you are alive, or that we are alive. The first step is that we release our anger, sadness, depression. And the next step is that we change our perception from that everything is bad to everything has two poles. And every pole is or has the same size. This means if there's something very bad, there must be the same amount something very good. For instance, before the tsunami I had an accident, and through the wrong treatment of the orthopedic, my back became worse. I could not work or meditate anymore. So I was blemishing the doctors and so on. And then when the tsunami were coming, I went to the acupuncture treatment and I missed the tsunami maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes. So actually was an accident. Good or bad? Or was this wrong treatment good or bad? For myself, afterwards I could accept my treatment from the orthopedic and from the doctors. So, this is about perception. The next step is that we find a new solution for our life. So in this case, it was, I had to leave the ashram in India. That was for me very sad. And so I moved to Thailand and learned Qigong from Mantak Chia. And so many other things. So this means, and I said to everybody, my back will be in 3 years better than before. And they said, it's not possible. And I was true. So the methods and techniques for Mantak Chia are awesome, are the best techniques in the world. So I'm happy that I've learned them and I'm now also a Qigong master. So then comes the next thing, that we change our life after we have changed our perception and that we embrace the situation and that we be happy for the situation that had happened to us. It's quite hard. But with a negative mindset, we cannot go forward in our life. Remember, Mandala said when he was coming out of the prison, I have the choice to be hateful, full of anger, that I had been a victim, but then I remain in the jail, inside of myself. Or to release it. Yes, to release it. And then to find the solution and to have the faith to solve all the problems and to make our life even better. And the other choice is just mourning for what? Self-pity for what? It never will help anybody. So I've learned as a child, and also my friend, we went through so many tragedies in our life, to go up directly and to not here lying on the ground. And when I'm in a very bad situation, then I remember how good I have it and how many people on the world have it much worse than myself. So that there is no reason for self-pity, only a reason to be grateful. And with a grateful mind, we can attract the good thing. With a complaining mind, we attract the things what we don't want. Also release just the negative feelings, change the perception, find a new solution, and then change your life. Thank you very much that you have seen this video.